Praise the Lord. What a beautiful day to serve the Lord. Amen. The Bible said to serve the Lord with gladness, and let us come before His presence with singing. Amen. We sing unto the Lord. Amen. The Lord will do some wonderful things for us in the midst of the church here tonight. Amen. Continue praying for those who are sick, out of town, whatever. And we're just going to keep on plugging for revival. And we're going to keep on praying. The Bible says all things by prayer and supplication. And so when we pray and we seek the face of God, amen, things begin to happen. Amen. And I found out a long time ago that God can do better fighting your battles than you can. Amen. I said God can do a better job. And a lot of times we want to get in there and help God out, but God sees the future. He can reverse circumstances. Amen. The Bible said that when God turned the captive of Zion, they were them that sang, and their mouth was filled with laughter. Amen. So God can reverse things so awesomely. And you know what? He's still on the throne. Amen. We serve a living God, not a dead God. Amen. And I believe today, as we move forward into the new year, amen, we are looking for some great things, miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe God has them all in there for us. And I think that the biggest secret of a revival is prayer and fasting. That was one of the keys that we had last week, the keys and principles of revival and survival. Amen. If you're going to survive in this day, you got to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Amen. You got to love Him. Amen. Because everything that will be shaken shall be shaken. And we live in a time of uncertainty, but not in the church. We are certain we know what's in here. And we're going to build our life upon the solid rock, not the shifting sand of men's philosophy and vain deceit. But I'm going to build it on something rock solid. And when we build our life upon the solid teaching of the Word of God, not just some emotional experience, and I'm glad for the Holy Ghost, it's emotional, it fills our life with righteous peace and joy. But we must also digest the Word of God, because when the emotion's gone, the Word will keep you. I said when the shout's over and when you meet the devil head on, the Word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder both soul and spirits and the joints and the marrow. Amen. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of men's heart. And so thank God today when the preaching of the Word of God, it can heal, it can touch, it can deliver as the ministry goes forth. The Bible said while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And so what I'm preaching here today, that God can do something in your body. He sent His Word and He healed them. And so God's Word is eternal. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just not the written pages, but it's the living Word of God. And it's the same Word that formed the worlds. And if we can understand the power that's in that, we can understand the power of the Word when we believe it and we put our trust in it. In the book of Proverbs, we're going to go to our second key principle tonight. And I want to get some keys to pass out, but we've been very busy with all kinds of things going on. But I'd like to pass out a key for every key that we are fasting. And what we're going to talk about today is faithfulness. There's something about the power of people that are faithful and consistent. Amen. That's right. Your work or where you work, it's not built on people that don't show up. It's built on people that are faithful. And so when we're faithful to the things of God, we got a faithful God. Amen. Did the sun come up? Well, it kind of raining this morning, but we know the sun's up there, and we don't have to worry about it coming up because God is faithful. And so we turn our Bibles to the book of Proverbs 28 and 20. The Bible said a faithful man or woman shall abound with blessing. And so when you're faithful, you're going to abound with blessing. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. And so to be faithful in the things of God, it doesn't matter what the crowd's doing. It don't matter. I'm going to be faithful all the way. And I thank God for that. He put it in my heart. Amen. And I believe it put it in the heart of every individual that want to serve God. Faithful, as in this Proverbs here, one whom one can depend on, honest and upright. And I believe today that if there's something about God's character taking place in our life, and we becoming more Christ-like the more we walk with Him. God bless you. You may be seated. 2 Corinthians, amen, chapter 4, 1, 2. It said 1 and 2, let a man so count of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. And so I believe the church and the ministry and those, we oversee the truth and we guard it and we protect it. And the Bible said a steward is someone that is steward over something. And so I'm glad today that it said, moreover, required in a steward that he be found faithful. And I thank God for faithful saints of God. I thank God for faithful people, because faithful people build churches. Faithful people build churches. You're never going to build a church on people that are not faithful, are not committed to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, in my introduction here tonight, faithful is one of the greatest characteristics of a Christian. If we're going to build a life, I made up my mind when I started serving God, 21 years old, that I was going to be faithful. I was going to be involved. I wasn't going to flame out. Amen. I wasn't going to stop along the way. But I made up my mind when I was in my right mind that I was going to serve God all the days of my life. And whatever it took to make it, I was going to make it by the grace of God. Anybody determined like that tonight? I didn't get this thing to join a social club. I didn't get this thing just to be part of some group. I got in this because they're preaching the truth, and I got in it because I wanted to be saved. Amen. That's the greatest thing that could ever happen. If all my dreams don't come true of what I want to do, if I'm saved in the end, that's what it's all about. Amen. The Bible said that the apostles said, save yourself from this untoward generation. So we're going to save ourselves. We got to work on it. I know we're not saved by works, but you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And so faithfulness is a key. If you never get anything if you're not some of the other keys, you got to get them too. But this is a vital key. Amen. You know, when you come to God, amen, that what you develop in your infancy of your Christianity will last for a lifetime. If you don't start out being faithful, you'll never be faithful. Amen. If you start out not really developing the characteristics of keys that develop your Christian walk with God, amen, you find yourself washed away down the road somewhere. But I made up my mind. I'm sticking in there. How about you? Everybody got a made up mind here tonight? Amen. If I fail, I'm going to fail forward. I'm not going back to where I came from. I'm not going back to the sin that I used to be involved in. I made up my mind. Thank you, Jesus, that you are my deliverer. Thank you, Jesus, that you are my God. And in you, I can put my trust. And so faithful is defined as loyalty. Amen. There's nothing like loyal people. I appreciate all the loyal saints of God at Tabernacle of Praise. And then the next is reliable. Amen. If you're going to be faithful, you got to be reliable. Amen. When you're needed, you got to be there. It also stands for a steadfastness. The Bible said, stand fast in the liberty. You got to stand fast. You got to plant your feet in the house of God, and you got to plant your feet in the Word of God. And when you plant yourself down, you take root downward, you bear fruit upward. Oh, thank God today. I'm glad for pastors in my life that taught me that faithfulness was a key. The characteristic that is honored by God and man. If you walk with God and you are faithful, amen, you shall abound with blessing. They didn't say you might have abound with blessing. You shall. Everybody say, I shall abound with blessing. I'm going to be blessed because the Word of God says I'm going to be blessed. It helps you keep pace. If a person that just spasmodically goes to church. He can't keep pace with the revival that's in that church. He can't keep pace with the direction and move of God. And while the angel of God or the messenger is speaking to the church, if they're not faithful, they miss some very prime messages that they need to help them make it. Amen. A person that is unfaithful, always breaking trust in the time of need. Amen. It is not there. Amen. I'm telling you what. Amen. God looks for people that have grit about them. God has people that are not, that have some grit about them. They're walking with God. If you look in the Bible, it said that Enoch walked with God. He was faithful, and therefore God took him. Amen. You look at Noah. Amen. He walked with God. He was a man that did not care what everybody else was doing. So I thank God today I want to be counted faithful. Amen. The Bible said to commit the gospel to faithful men. Amen. If they're not faithful, they're not worthy of the ministry that God wants to put them into. You commit the gospel to faithful men. Amen. Oh, thank God today they couldn't burn them to death. They were faithful all the way. They couldn't stop them. The early church was a dynamic church that was unstoppable, unsinkable. And they never quit or they never gave up. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs 25:19, confidence in a faithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth. Amen. It never could do what you want it to do. A broken tooth or a foot out of joint. Amen. You know, when your foot gets out of joint, you're not very useful. And so faithfulness is combined like a, oh man, I could help you, but I, you know, my hips out of joint, my ankle's out of joint. Amen. Oh God, I want to be faithful. I want to be the person that God will say one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He didn't say good preaching man. He didn't say good shouting sister. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, thank God today, if there's something that I want to be, is I want to be faithful unto the things of God and what God has for me in my life, and you need to do it for what God has in your life. Next to holiness, which without no man shall see the Lord, I would seem that God would place much emphasis on faithfulness. I believe next to holiness, faithfulness is a key to keep you in the hour. Because when you set good patterns, you don't listen to your flesh. You listen to, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And so faithfulness describes God as being absolutely trustworthy. It's one of the characteristics or the attribute of God is faithfulness. His promises will never fail. I said his promises will never fail. You can go to the bank on what the book says. Ask anything in my name, and I will do it. I'm glad that God is a doing God. I said, God is a doing God. Promises will never fail. In fact, Jesus said, not one jot or tittle shall pass till all things be fulfilled. What does that mean? I'm gonna. My word is going to be like the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. It will be consistent. Amen. It will work out what I said it will work out. I'm telling you what, I'm not afraid of what's coming on this world because I read in the back of the book and we got a faithful God that's going to bring us out. His word says, I'll keep you from the hour of temptation that's come upon all the earth to try them that dwell on the earth. I'm glad God is faithful. He didn't say, upon this sand I will build my church. Because sand is always changing. Somebody said, well, I don't know if the word of God's right. Well, how do you know that map's right you're following? How do you know your GPS is right? You have faith in what man does. Well, the science books are changed every 10 years. You got faith in them? This word of God has overcome every critic, everybody that's ever tried to destroy it. They end up being destroyed themselves. Hallelujah. But his word is eternal. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. It's not my church. It's not your church. It's his church. I'm just part of his church, and I'm part of the ministry by which he put me in the church. Amen. Paul said he counted me worthy, putting me in the ministry. He did it because he gives to faithful people a commitment. And I believe when you're committed to this thing, it doesn't matter what happens, who gets elected. It don't matter the political system, because we're going to win in the end. I said we're going to win in the end. Amen. We live in perilous times. But I would tell you one thing. If the church gets faithful in prayer, we can tear down strongholds. We can break the chains. We can bind the devil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture tells us who God is. He said, how do you know God? Through the word. When the Emmaus disciples heard Jesus speak, they didn't know who he was. But after he left, they had heartburn. Did not our hearts burn within us? Well, that was our God speaking to us. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 7:9, it said, know therefore that the Lord thy God is what? He is God, and what else is he? He is a faithful God, which keepeth his covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keeps his commandments to a thousand generations. Amen. Oh, thank God. When God said it, that settles it, whether I believe it or not. Oh, God said, upon this rock, I will build my church. It's rock solid. I used to have my money in a savings account. It wasn't a whole lot, but I had it in something called the Rock of Gibraltar. It was right here in Manteca. You think you can find it today? It's not even in existence. They're trying to be like the Lord, and they found out they weren't. He's the only thing that is the rock. And the Bible talks about him in Deuteronomy 32, and we won't go there for Deuteronomy 32:15 to Deuteronomy 32:18 is, there ain't no rock like our rock. There ain't no God like our God. They themselves being the witnesses. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God today. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about him being a faithful God. I'm excited about, hey, I want to take on his characteristics. When I started working with the Lord, and when I first came in and prayed through, I made up my mind, we're going to be faithful no matter what. We'd get out in front of the supermarkets and the Kmarts and all of them. They had Unimart down in Southern California, and we would pass out flyers, and we would pass out and be a witness for God. I made up my mind that I was going to do it, and I was going to be faithful. And then we had a street service before Sunday night. And we went down to the park, and we would get to singing and worshiping, and the people in the park would hear us and would give our testimonies. We need to go back and do a little bit of that. Amen. I believe we ought to do that. Amen. We're supposed to be fishers of men, not keepers of the aquarium. Amen. And so one time it was raining. I had my group together. They said, well, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to go out there, and we're going to have street service in a park. Why, it's raining. And, you know, we got out in that park, and it was raining, and there wasn't a soul in that place. And they looked at us, maybe driving by, who are those crazy people? I don't care. I decided I'm going to be faithful. And so what happened was, amen, some guy come riding up on a bike just to check out what we were doing. What are you guys doing out here? I said, we are having a street service, and we're inviting people out to church. Would you like to come? He said, I sure will. Hallelujah. You know what? Just that one person was meant all the world to me, because you know what? God honors faithfulness. The faithful are abounding with blessing. The faithful are always there. The faithful are always, consistent. Thank God today I'm not looking around who's not here. I made up my mind today I was going to be here. And that's what makes a difference. I know people get sick. I know that, and that's all fine and good. But I'm going to get strong, I'm going to get healthy, and I'm going to get faithful again. In Lamentations 3:22, it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Woo! His compassions fail not. They are new. Everybody say are new. Say, well, I failed God yesterday. Well, get up. Come on. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's all say that. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Oh, let's just worship the God just a little bit. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, Sunday school teacher. Be faithful in your class. Amen. Choir, the praise singers, be faithful to practice. Be faithful to whatever God's called you to be. Come on. Amen. It's required of a steward that he be found faithful. Hallelujah. If you're faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over much. If you can't take the little jobs, you're no good for the big jobs. You got to be prove your faithfulness, the house of God. And when you prove that faithfulness, the house of God, amen, God will advance you in his kingdom. Promotion cometh not by the east or the west, but it cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He lifts up and he brings down. But if I stay faithful, I can be part of the team. I can be part of the earth-shaking revival that God has in this end time. And I thank God for that tonight. Psalms 36:5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth into the clouds. That's how inexhaustible he is. He reaches into, it's far-reaching, his faithfulness to us. Amen. The Bible said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Sometime if God sinned, might have to send a raven to feed us, but he'll take care of us. You just cut the beak mark out and eat it. Amen. Amen. God's faithful. You ought to thank God. We are the richest people in all the world. Even the person that don't have much among us tonight and in our congregation, we are the wealthiest people in all the world. We are the envy of the world because I believe God has his blessing on America. He has. Amen. I don't want to lose that blessing even though our world is going another direction. Hallelujah. I want to stay that city set on the hill. I want to see that shining light, that people, a beacon, that they have the gospel. They are promoting the gospel. I'm glad that's what God's got us here for tonight. And so the Bible says, you know what? In 1 John 1:9, it said, if we confess our sins. And so prayer helps you to get down to business with your life. If we confess our sin, he is faithful. He's not going to say, oh, you blew it, you know, see you later. Right? He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad God's faithful. When I knelt down to pray and repented, he forgave me of all my sins. And when my attitude got wrong, I made mistakes along the way or whatever, he still has an altar for everybody. The altar's for the saints. We just let the sinners borrow it. This is where we stay saved, is the first where we found God. When we first came to God, it was at an altar. So I said, well, I don't believe all that stuff you're preaching. You ever heard anybody say that? I don't know if I believe that or not. Well, let's read 2 Timothy 2:13. That might help you out. If ye believe not, it don't bother him because he's still faithful and he's still God and he's still everything that he's always been. If you believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Amen. His whole characteristic is himself. Amen. If you believe not, it don't matter. He can still turn water into wine. He can still heal the sick. He can still raise the dead. He don't need my permission. He don't need your permission. The Bible said a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You tell those atheists, quit walking on his grass, quit breathing his air. Hallelujah. Because you can't get another breath till you give one. And he's the breath of life. I'm glad God is the breath of life. Can you say amen? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Psalms 31:23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful. He preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. He said, you know what? They don't get all my blessing. I'm taking care of my regular customers. I know it rains on the just and the unjust, and they receive blessing out there, but not like the church. We have the fountain of blessing. Oh, God, hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Keep me, Lord, till the storm passes over. I thank God today that God is a rewarder of the faithful. How many believe that? Shout hallelujah. In the Bible, there are some men in the Bible, and I thank God today our heroes ought to be men of the Bible. Because they were in the heroes of faith. They were men that were faithful, and they didn't have the Holy Ghost, but they didn't have they just had a prophet. They didn't have any Bibles. Amen. They might have read out of the scrolls when the written word came, what are the scribes or whatever. But if you look in here in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, in verse number 6 and 8, the Bible says here in the Word of God, amen. Here he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I am the Lord. I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. I will speak to him in a dream. Next scripture. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. He said we have such a good friendship going on. I will speak to him mouth to mouth. I will talk to him by my mouth, and I will speak to him even apparently and not in dark speeches, and in similitudes of the Lord shall he behold. And wherefore, when we were yet not afraid to speak against thy servant Moses, he said, I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to let him know what I got going on. I want to be that kind of person that God wants to communicate with. Let's look at there about David. We find here about David. We find that Ahimelech answered the king and said, who is so faithful among you? You want to get God's approval, you just be faithful. You might not have all the talent. You might not even be able to sing or whatever. But if you're faithful, God will add gifts to you. Because people that do not use their gifts, he takes from them that have and gives to them that have not. Look in the Word of God. That's what he says. And so who is so faithful among you of all thy servants as David? David stood out as a champion of faithfulness. Did David have any problems? Yes, he had problems. Did David have failures? Yes, he had failures. But David had a heart that was after God. Even though he failed, he knew he looked good even when he repented. Amen. And so we find in the book of Acts, he said, we have found David. I have found David, a man after mine own heart, that shall fulfill all my will. I believe anybody can be a man after God's heart. Come on, I want to be the man of God that God wants me to be. I'm not in competition with nobody. I just want to please God. I just want to be what God wants me to be. Who is faithful among all us, sir? Which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding, is honorable in thine house. David was a was the champion of faithfulness. Hallelujah. What a great man and what great men in the Bible. I like to study sometimes the men that are in the Bible and think about them and see what God says about them. Hananiah and Hananiah we find in Nehemiah 7, 1 through 2. Now it came to pass when the wall was built. Amen. And I had set up the doors and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed. I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was faithful man and he feared God above many. He was a cut above the normal because he was faithful and he was loyal. Amen. Loyalty goes a long time in a world that are so bent on disloyalty. Oh, thank God today it is a premium to be loyal to the things of God and to God himself. You want promotion in the kingdom? Keep a right spirit, obey the word of God, and keep consistent. And keep consistent. We find in the book of Daniel 6:4 that then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. You know, if you're going to be in leadership, you're going to get shot at a little bit. People don't throw rocks at dead trees. They only throw rocks at live trees, right? And so if somebody can't find something about your life, they'll try to find something about your walk with God. Well, he's praying. Amen. Not only once, but three times a day. That means he's got a king he thinks better than you are. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, and neither was there any error or fault found in him. I want to tell you what, that is a compliment. If the Word of God ever puts something in the writing there, then I'm telling you, that is a tremendous thing to know that God is so pleased with you, he puts it in the Word of God. I believe we're writing another chapter in the book of Acts. It didn't stop with the New Testament church. I believe it's the only book that doesn't end with amen. Because we're writing some more verses. God saved the best for the last. I believe we are the anchor man of the end time revival. Amen. God's going to bring in some 11th hour workers. He's going to get the same wage if you've been in here 40 years. Amen. We want revival. God's going to call them from the east and the west. He's going to wake up some backsliders. He's going to wake up the mighty men. And we are going to have a great move of God. Joseph is a type of Jesus Christ in the Bible. And you know what? Joseph had a character that was impeccable. You could not find anything right. You could put him in the pit and try to, kill him and sell him into a band of Ishmaelites. He was sold for 20 pieces of silver. Amen. He was a type of Jesus Christ. He had a robe that they dipped in blood. I'm glad, that Jesus, he's coming back with a garment dipped in blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I feel God in this place here tonight. Amen. And so we read in the book of Genesis 41 and 38. And Pharaoh, now this is the world testifying for you. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this is, a man whom the Spirit of God is?" You know what? You don't have to go broadcasting all the time. If you got a good spirit and God's with you, they'll recognize it. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "For as much as God has showed thee all these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. You're going to have ruler over my house, and what you say is going to do. Only in thy throne will I be greater than thou." And I'm telling you what, God knows how to take care of his faithful people. God knows how to take care of his dreamers. God knows how to take care of people that try to squelch your dream. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep dreaming the possible dream. I'm going to keep dreaming about the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending. Come on, God needs some dreamers today that are dreaming of revival, dreaming of souls. Amen. I heard the story one time of a young man in school, and amen, and the teacher said, what do you want to be? I want you to write on this paper and draw your dream. Well, he got in there and started drawing this big old farm. I'm telling you what, it was a big farm. It was so big, amen, he needed another piece of paper to connect them. He had a dream of one day being the owner of this great farm. So when his papers were turned in, the teacher said, you know what, that's too big a dream. I can't give you a good grade on that. I'm going to give you an F. And that guy looked at her, just a young boy. He said, you know what? He said, you know what? Give me the F. I'll keep my dream. Hey, man, you grade me wrong, you go ahead. But I'm going to keep my dream. I'm not going to let anybody. I don't care about how man grades me. I want to know how God's grading me. I want to know how God looking at me. I want his approval. I never said in this thing to be a political football or to be some type of thing in this world. I'm here to please God. I'm here to love the Lord with all my heart. Yeah, you give me that F, I'm going to keep my dream. You give me your bad grades, I want to be graded by heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hey, we don't need a whole full house to have a Holy Ghost move. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have one here tonight. We're going to have some preaching and some praying and seeking God. Come on. I dare you to be a dreamer. Be faithful to your dream. So I said, well, he'll never be anything. Who said? You ain't God. Hallelujah. We need to put a sense of destiny in our children. Don't tell them they're no good. And they're. You put that dream and spirit in them. One day God's going to use you. One day God's going to, you just stay faithful. Amen. You just stay with the right attitude. You just stay in there, and one day God is going to lift you to places. Come on. I believe we ought to raise up a generation that can shake the world. The Lord committed stewardship in the hands of them. And the mysteries of God into the church. Watch over them. Watch over that new birth. Let's not let it slip. You must be born again. Amen. We must have a steward over the teachings of the mysteries. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. I'm telling you what, God reveals his secrets to his prophets. God reveals his secrets to his saints. Amen. That which was secret was made known. Can you say amen? Amen. Aren't you glad for that? The incarnation and the deity of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God today we are living in a great hour. And that's why we must stay faithful. Hallelujah. If they don't, I will. You got to have that kind of attitude. I'm not here to see who's here and who's not here. I'm here to get something from God here tonight. And I'm going to stay faithful. I'm going to be on fire. I'm going to be used of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. The Bible says in this world we live today, in 1 Thessalonians 4:11, it said that you study to be quiet and do your own business, don't be busybodies, and to work with your hands as we command you. And then 1 Thessalonians 4:12 says that ye walk honestly. Everybody say you walk honestly. Don't be undermining, don't be undergirding. That you walk honestly toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. Amen. And so in 1 Timothy 3:7, moreover, we must have a good report of them that are without, and that lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. I believe people on the outside, they might not agree with you, but I think that they ought to respect you. Amen. They shouldn't say, well, that guy, he's a mean guy. No, that'll see the love of God within your soul. That you're faithful, that you love God in your house and faithful to your wife, faithful to your children, faithful to your job. In the home, the Bible said in Titus 2, that they may teach the young women to be sober and love their husbands and to love their children and to be discreet and chaste and keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I'm talking about faithful people. I'm talking about people that want to be like Jesus. I'm talking about people that apply the word of God to their life. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:6. Amen. The Bible said that we are in the home. We are, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. You can memorize scripture, but you got to get them past your mind. You got to get them in your heart. That thou teach them diligently. That's the word of God. And to thy children, thou shalt talk of them when he setteth in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them on the sign upon thy head, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thine house and upon thy gates. I believe God wants us to be teachers of faithfulness to this next generation. How about that tonight? Oh, God, I want to be faithful. I think that would be the first dedication when you come to God. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm in this thing for the long haul. I'm not in this thing to be a fan. I'm in this thing to be a follower. We got to follow him all the way. I feel like we're not too far from heaven. Can you say amen? We're not too far from heaven. And heaven's cheap at any price. So, well, I can't do that. Well, hey, come on. You better get a new vision of heaven. Amen. What you want to do out there might destroy you. Why don't you do what God wants you to do? Hallelujah. Can I get a witness of the Lord? Can I get an amen? I got a hallelujah. In the church, I believe people ought to be faithful. Faithful in their job, whether it be usher, whether it be whatever. Faithful. Just to be there to be fed the word of God, to receive the meat in due season. Amen. The Hebrews 10:25, it said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Amen. I tell you what, we need preaching. Preaching saves us. Preaching keeps us in tune with God. So, well, I can get all I want at home. No, you can't. You need a preacher. You can have a piano set at home and you can play that thing. And you might think it sounds good until you get it around pianos that are tuned up and you find out, man, that thing way out of whack. Hallelujah. Our lives can get out of whack if we don't come under the ministry of the Word of God that will cleanse you, save you, deliver you, convict you. Hail, hallelujah. Do you love the Lord? Not forsake the assembly ourselves together. The manner of some is, but exhorting means encouraging one another so much more as you see the day approaching. I do believe the day is approaching. Come on, Christian. It's time not to get weary. It's not time to get cast down. It's time to look up. It's time to get energized. Psalms 122:1. I was sad when they said unto me. Oh, I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. When I was growing up as a kid, I didn't have an option. I saw a little cartoon one time. This kid was looking at his mom. He said, what do you mean you ain't going to church today? I thought that was pretty good. And the kids would tell you, you need to be there. What do you mean we're not going to church? What's going on around here? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. This is a great scripture. It said, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof or stick to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not the house of God or Jerusalem above my chief joy. Oh, God, I love the house of God. I love it's a gateway to heaven. It's a pillar in the groundwork of truth. Oh, God, I thank God we can meet together. I thank God we sit together, we work together, we worship together, and one day we're going to be caught up together. Hallelujah. Let my right hand forget its skill in music, all its skill. If I should now play on the harp and indicative of joy, let the hand which would be employed in sweeping over these strings become paralyzed and powerless if I forget the house of God. I'm not going to be saved by my talent. I'm going to be saved by my faithfulness. I'm going to be saved. Oh, God, I thank God. Come on. Do I got a witness of the Lord here tonight? I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power. I feel the Spirit here tonight. I like faithful saints of God. A lot of you here tonight, and there's some that are not here that are still faithful, but they're sick or something, out of town. But you're faithful. One day God's going to honor your faithfulness. I said, one day God's going to honor your faithfulness. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it since I am, but I'm doing it to be saved. I'm not doing it just to get recognition. I'm here to do it because I love God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And you must be faithful in your walk with God, or you can never be a good witness. Amen. If you're listening to dirty jokes and telling them and all that, you're not going to be a good witness to nobody. The Bible said the salt has lost its savor. It's good for nothing to be trodden under the foot of men. Amen. I don't want to ever lose my testimony. I want to be that nail in a sure place. Amen. Because you know what? I've seen people lose out. Their whole family lost out. It's because they were not pegged in to that nail in a sure place. You got to find the stud. Don't just be hanging on the sheetrock. Because everybody you witness to and everybody you affect and leadership is influence. And everybody you influence for God, if you don't make it and you go back to the way you were, they're going to think there was nothing to it. I want to stay true to God. I want people to know I'm going to live for God if they like it or not. If my children like it or not, some of them, they're not living for God. I don't care. I'm not there to please my children. I'm here to please God. I'm going to keep preaching the Word of God. Certain standard my wife has, amen, and I think all ladies ought to have, amen. But one of my sons would say, well, you know what? You're about the only one doing that. Well, thank God. That means I'm not changing. That means I'm going to live for God the way that God wants me to live for God. But you literally know, like Elijah said, I'm the only one. No, no, we got 5,000 never bowed their knee to Baal. You know, you know what? Don't you tell me that. I'm glad that we are what we are because we are serving a living God, and God's looking down and He sees your faithfulness and He's honoring you because He loves you. When Satan and God were contending over Job, what did God say? Have you considered my servant Job? There ain't none like that boy. He said, yeah, you know what, God, no devil can't talk. If you're God, you got a hedge about him. Yeah, I do. He's my boy. He said, I'll tell you what, he serves you because of all the things you blessed him with. But let me get to him and he'll curse you. All of a sudden, everything was taken away from Job. And the Bible said, all these things Job sinned not, neither did he charge God foolishly. But the Bible said he went down. When trouble comes your way, you need to go down into where, amen, what we're made of, down to the dirt, and God will lift you up. He said, oh, God, oh, I'm not going to charge you foolishly. Naked came out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When he went like that, I don't know if he did, but blessed be the name of the Lord. He probably hit the old devil right in the eyeball. And Job, boils top of his head, bottom of his feet. He still stayed faithful to God. His wife said, "Surely, Job, you sinned. Just curse God and die." He said, "You talk like a foolish woman." Amen. I'm faithful. And because Job stayed faithful, the latter end of Job was greater than the beginning. He had more wealth. He had more daughters. He had this called Job's daughters. Amen. He had more than he could handle. Hallelujah. If you stay faithful during the times of leanness, God will bring you through to the time of plenty. Hallelujah. Because he's a faithful God. And he loves you today. And he died for you. And David said, "Lord, keep me as the apple of thine eye. Keep me where you like me, God, because I don't want you to dislike me." I'm going to stay faithful tonight. How many do what God wants you to do? Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, "But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me." Not maybe witnesses. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the earth, or Manteca, Ripon, East Escalon, Lodi, Lathrop, Modesto. Wherever you go, be a witness. Oakdale, amen. Hallelujah. Where you live, Riverbank, hallelujah. Amen. Dear God, I'm going to be a witness. I'm going to let people know that I'm a one God, apostolic tongue, talking Holy Ghost, believing in the power of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've been saved by the blood. And brother, I hope you do the same. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling good in the spirit here tonight. I feel like God's doing some great things. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe we ought to be faithful in our giving, our tithes and offering. Because you know what? God doesn't have you give to tax you. He has you give to bless you. Because he said that if we'd give, bring our tithes and offering, and I believe he ought to support their local church and to the storehouse, that he would open the windows of heaven and he would rebuke the devourer. He'd open the windows of heaven and you would have no more room to receive it. We are blessed people. Some of you can't even walk through your garage. You're grumbling about maybe you don't have enough. Dear Lord, what are you going to do with what you got? You put all that into a storage somewhere and you probably wouldn't even miss it. He opens windows. He pours out blessing. I'm going to do it God's way. How about you? That they may be meat in my house. That means that you help pay the bills around here. Amen. That's right. We help pay the bills around here. All of us do. And the Bible said he'd rebuke the devourers. And he said in Malachi 3:12, he said, all nations shall call you blessed. You know why America's been so blessed? I'll tell you why. Two things. It's we send missionaries to all the world. We have supported missionaries throughout all the world. And number two, amen, that we have treated Israel right. It's too bad that more money is spent on dog food now than sending the gospel around the world. I think our priorities kind of changed in America a little bit. And I love the dogs, but I love Jesus and souls a lot better. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the touch of the Master. Come on, let's lift our hands and love the Lord, for he is good. Oh, God, you're good. Your mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. And your truth endured all generation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. How many love Jesus? Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I like that song said, "I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, until I lay my head to rest, I am blessed." Hallelujah. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what. I wish that what I feel tonight would jump all over you. I'm feeling good in the Holy Ghost. I feel God has got some great things in store. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I cannot afford to give. You cannot afford not to give. Because giving is not whether you can afford it. Giving is an act of faith. It's an act of obedience. In Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with all but thy substance and with the leftovers of all thine increase. Well, here, God, here's a tip. I already spent your tithe. It gets quiet when I talk like this, but I want you to be blessed. He said, honor the Lord, amen, with all thy substance, the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. And thy presses shall break out, burst out with new wine. It's a promise in the Word of God. You cannot outgive God. And you can't out-squeeze Him. Because he can tighten up on you, too. I'm going to keep the blessings flowing. Stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. Anybody want to stay in the flow tonight? Ooh, I feel God here tonight. I'll tell you what, we're getting ready for something. Man, I can't wait till Sunday already. We're going to see the Holy Ghost just bombard this place. So we got to be faithful in all our duties and positions in the church. We got to thank God that God's called us to be a worker in the kingdom. I remember when somebody told one of the men of the when they have revival in England, he said, if God's called you to preach, never stoop to be a king. Hallelujah. Your position is more powerful than a king of that's in the land today. Because you got power with God and you know the real king, which is Jesus Christ. Rewards given for the faithful. Hallelujah. The Bible said that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And give an account of the deeds done within the body. This is not whether you're saved, but it's according to works. And in 1 Corinthians 3:14, if any man's work abide, he's going to try it by fire. If any man's works abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Amen. But all the dross will be burned up. Everything you did for yourself, everything you got glory for will not see reward. But what you do in secret shall be revealed on the housetop. Amen. You cannot give a cup of water in the name of the Lord and not receive a reward. If you give it to the prophet, the man of God, I'm here to tell you, I believe God still honors his word. Rewards will be the basis of faithfulness. He will not say, well done, unless we have done well. Somebody says, well, I just hope I can just make it in. Hope the gates kind of clip me. I made it. I want to be in there in such a grand entrance with no doubt in my heart I made it. I want to hear him say, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Matthew 25:21, the Lord shall say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what I want to hear God say. Well done. You did a good job. That's why I don't believe in sloppy agape. I believe in doing everything good. Hallelujah. Whether it's 1,000 people here or 20 people here. We're going to do it with the best we can do. Can you say amen? Amen. And if you notice, we're going to come back with the Lord one of these days in the book of Revelation 17 and 14. I'm closing tonight, but not, you know what? I wish I didn't have to close tonight. I feel so good in my spirit. But I know you got to, you know, we got to go home and all that. But one day we're going to go home, really home. And Revelation 17, 14, these shall make war with the Lamb. The devil always thought he could overthrow the Lamb, but he's gonna find he's getting knocked out again. And the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of Lords. And the King of all kings. Had a Jehovah's Witness one time tell me, if you can show me in the Bible where they have him as capital K, capital Lord. I said, well, I can find that pretty easy. For he is Lord, capital L, and he is King, capital K, King of kings and Lord of lords. He is Jehovah God that manifests himself in flesh, and he resurrected his own body. And when he comes back, he's coming back as King of kings and Lord of lords. And they that are with him. Hello. Anybody going to come back with him? Now, who's coming back with him? The called. He called us to be saints. He called us out of darkness. The chosen. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And then what's that last one? And the shouting Christian, and the one that can run the fastest around the house. The called, the chosen, and everybody say it. Everybody say it. Faithful. I want to stay faithful. How about you? Oh, God, I want to hear him say, well done. Amen. I said, I want to hear him. I know I'm not. I'm human. I got faults, and I got to pray through just like everybody else. But, oh, God, come that day, I want to hear you say, hallelujah, God, keep me loving you. Keep me pure. Keep me holy. Keep me clean, oh God. Don't let my garment be defiled with the spots of this world. You said to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Oh God, don't let us run with those that would pollute our garment, oh God. But let us put on that whole armor of God that we be able to stand in the evil day. Come on, I believe faithfulness will see you through. Faithful. Everybody say faithful. I'm going to be faithful. If nobody else is faithful, I'm going to be faithful. Amen. Amen. When I was getting all these phone calls, everybody sick, I said, well, I hope we have somebody there. Amen. But I think we do. We do. We have people here tonight that come to hear this message. Be faithful. He told one church, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Don't you give up. And I don't know what kind of opposition we're going to face before we leave this place. But I made up my mind. I'm not going to bend to what they're trying to jam down our throats. If it's sinful, I'm taking my stand. So, well, they might throw you in jail. Well, I've been involved in jail ministry. It don't bother me a bit. I'll start revival on the inside. I'm not bending to what they feel is politically correct. I'm going to keep preaching. Sin is still sin. Word of God still right? Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus. I'm going to keep prophesying as he commanded. It can shake a boneyard. It can shake a world. I would just stand and love the Lord. Hallelujah. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love